From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Audie Cornish, and it's time for the NPR Cities Project.
Develop it into a world-class city.
If other cities can do it, we can do it.
This whole building is based on technology and integration.
We've been covering digital innovation in urban centers and the push for smart cities. The idea is to make cities more efficient with the help of technology. Well, putting city infrastructure and commerce online can also make it vulnerable to cybercrime. The Baltic city of Tallinn in Estonia has experience with that.
Tallinn looks anything but modern, a blend of medieval towers and Soviet-era architecture. The city's smoke-spewing buses look plucked from the past. Even so, the Estonian capital is consistently ranked among the world's most tech-savvy places. People are required to have digital identities in this birthplace of Skype, and they depend on the internet for nearly everything. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson takes us around town.
There's a science fiction flavor to life in Tallinn, where automation is the rule. Want to ride the bus here? You'll need to wave a smart card over the onboard sensor pad to do so. Want to mail a package? You'll need a cell phone to request a code from the electronic post office downtown. That code opens a locker to start the package on its journey. City parking is another digital adventure. Journalist Gustav Antel explains how it works as he sends a text message to an electronic parking authority.
I think everybody in the city knows the number to the parking service, 1902. And then I put my car's number, and then I also write the code, the P7.
So that's parking lot 7? It's telling you where you are in the city?
Yeah, exactly.
And where do they take the money from?
I get it on my phone bill. And now they will just send me an SMS within some seconds. There it came.
Residents are also required to carry chip-embedded identification cards. Without the card, you don't officially exist in Estonia. They are used for voting and most other transactions, all of which are done online. Estonians appear to embrace such digital dependence. It's a trend that began after Estonia broke away from the Soviet Union 2 decades ago. Officials say they had to create an e-government because there simply aren't enough Estonians to run things. Growing private sector internet and communication technology is also a top priority in Tallinn. One of the rapidly expanding communities you see after you leave the airport is Technopolis, the local version of Silicon Valley. Here, scores of Estonian businesses introduce the latest in high-tech services and gadgets. For example, a microchip-operated pot that grows perfect plants. Across town, children flock to a concert hall that is hosting a tech fair, encouraging them to embrace the digital way of life. Here, young Estonians learn that even tradesmen must become computer literate. This programmable milling machine, which carves wood based on what students draw on an attached computer screen, is already in use at a fifth of the country's schools. An educational technologist, Ingrid Modvare, says much teaching and homework is now done online.
We have one joke in Estonia that internet connection is one of the human rights.
But it's a right not afforded to everyone in Tallinn, especially the poor. Many of them live here in a sprawling seaside neighborhood called Kopli. One is Valeri Kalinin. He is part of Estonia's Russian-speaking minority. The 50-year-old unemployed laborer lives in two cramped rooms with his wife and two teenage sons. He can't afford electricity, let alone internet, although a junction box from the local provider is attached to the wall outside his crumbling flat. The family lives without power for months at a time. Matis Sinisar is an Estonian pastor who works with Kalinin's sons and other needy Russian children.
When I was asking those young people why they are out of school, and I asked, what is the main reason that you feel that you are more poor than your friends? I was waiting that maybe they say because of their bad shoes, maybe bad clothes, maybe not enough food. They say because they don't have internet connection at home.
Even so, it's Russians here and abroad who are accused of carrying out the worst cyber attacks in Estonian history.
Hello.
Russians in Tallinn celebrating Victory Day, which marks the surrender of Nazi Germany to the Soviet Union, gather here at the Bronze Soldier. It was the relocation of this statue that prompted the attacks. Ethnic Russians were angry because they weren't consulted. They saw it as yet another slap by the Estonian majority, which has marginalized them. The cyber attacks began in 2007 and continued for a couple of weeks, forcing the government, banks, and businesses to shut down their websites. Organizers also used mass text messaging to get protesters out to snarl traffic. The attacks hammered home for Estonians how vulnerable their digital way of life can be. Some accused the Russian government of masterminding the attacks, which it denied. Meanwhile, Estonia scrambled to better protect itself. It now hosts routine cyber attack drills. Officials also persuaded NATO to set up a cooperative cyber defense center of excellence in Tallinn. International lawyers there drew up the first comprehensive guide on tackling cyber warfare. Cyber defense is a hot topic at the country's largest internet provider called Elion, where Aiva Kugare is a security expert.
We have intrusion detection systems, we have firewalls, we have had more exercises, we have done more trainings together with government, with public sector, with private sector. So, yeah, we are better prepared today.
But many Estonians worry they haven't seen the last of mass cyber attacks. Here at the main bus station in Tallinn, Heiti Summer says he feels vulnerable. But he adds, this is progress and you can't stop it. Whatever the risks, officials here say the internet-run society and e-government in Estonia are here to stay. Saraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Tallinn.